Chapter 1. Cortes and Montezuma.
When we saw all those cities and villages built on water, and the other great towns on dry land, and that straight and level causeway leading to Mexico, we were astounded. These great towns and shrines and buildings rising from the water, all made of stone, seemed like an enchanted vision from the tale of Amadis. Indeed, some of our soldiers asked whether it was not all a dream. It is not surprising, therefore, that I should write in this vein. It was all so wonderful that I do not know how to describe this first glimpse of things never heard of, never seen, and never dreamed of before.
Bernal Díaz del Castillo,
The Conquest of New Spain, circa 1565. At the end of the hot August of 1520, Monday the 27th to be precise, the German artist Albrecht Dürer paid a visit to the royal residence of the Spanish King and Holy Roman Emperor Charles V in Brussels. Dürer, now aged 50 and a famous painter, wandered in the delightful garden behind the house, admiring the fountains, the labyrinth, and the beast garden, taking pleasure in the creations of the humanistic civilization of Europe. As it happened, that very day, indeed that very hour, far away in Mexico, Hernán Cortés, in the name of King Charles, was preparing to attack the Mexican town of Tepeaca, to massacre its warriors, to brand and enslave its women, to lance, burn, and even feed human beings alive to dogs. By now, Cortés had been campaigning in Mexico for 18 months. He had already sent the first news of Aztec wonders back to Europe, an account which included a map of the great capital city of Tenochtitlan, its myriad waterways and canals like a grander and more spectacular Venice, as Cortés said, the most beautiful thing in the world. Cortés had also sent treasures and works of art back to Europe from this hitherto unknown civilization. These had now arrived in Brussels and come to the king's house. Dürer.